I find that very interesting. I feel in a way I'm almost the anti-Bentham, the flip side, you know, because he believed that creating perfection on earth requires an artistic sensibility. And so did Tesla. But how did Tesla put it? Every effort under compulsion demands a sacrifice of life energy. I never paid such a price. On the contrary, I've thrived on my thoughts. And I think Bentham would probably relate to that in a way, except, and this is very curious to me, only for the very, very few. Why? Why? I ask myself that question. What great result, product, vision is worth enslaving everybody else but these tiny group of philosopher kings? What justifies that in his mind? He's a believer in Plato, that there are natural masters and natural slaves, and that, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And since that's the way it is, let's be charitable. Let's run our prison systems charitably, efficiently. Let's care about the health of the inmates. Let's make sure they have enough food. Let's try to preserve their lives and then put them to work. Make some money for us, because we are doing the vision stuff. We are creating perfection on earth. And what could be more important than that? So, of course, those who are natural slaves, the cattle, they can't understand this work. But the thing is, a wage slave system, a wage work system, ensures that. What they refuse to see, or maybe I'm sure they do see, because there have been too many examples of the opposite truth, which is that any single one of us at any time, given the removal of force out of our lives, can begin to develop our thought. So there's nothing unique to these guys in developing their thought at all. So it is only by keeping force, enormous amount of force, on all of us called wage work. Remember Plato? Nothing is more important than this. No one should ever be without a leader. And when we're stuck in a job, and then we go from job to job to job, from leader to leader to leader, never getting to become self-determinative, self-creating, the only true definition of happiness. Just as leisure is the only authentic definition of freedom, we have to own our own bodies, our own time, aka our lives. Otherwise, freedom is an empty term. Don't ever be duped when they say freedom is a job or some minimum income they'll hand to you. In Beginning Again, I wrote, until we know our lives have been stolen, we can't begin seeing an alternative vision. But we can't know our lives are stolen unless we follow our thoughts. I hope you get yourself a little notebook. Listen when some thought comes into your mind, like a little fish, as Virginia Woolf called them. Write it down. You don't have to develop it. Just write it down. And then leave a whole page for it, because it's meant to be developed. Let it sit with a whole ocean of white around it. And then when another thought occurs, turn the page, write it down, let it sit, wait till another one, turn the page, and you'll begin to see your thoughts. And that's the sort of the physical manifestation of developing your thought. You have that tangible physical evidence. Ah, I exist, me, independent of discipline, of the master's voice.